Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
All right, now I've got Kent on the line with a window question. How can we help you today?
I have some old windows in the house, probably 60 to 70 years old, old double-hung windows. I'm wondering if I should replace those with replacement windows. I mean, they're solid windows, they're the old double hung with the weights in the wall and so forth. And looking for an economical and convenient way to either redo those windows to make them more energy efficient or just replace them with something else.
Replacement windows, just so you understand what that project is, it basically means you're pulling out those sashes, so the part that slides up and down, and then the replacement window is built to fit inside the existing opening. So it's a pretty straightforward, easy install if the measurements are done well. The reason to keep the old windows is really an aesthetic one. If you like that traditional window structure and look, and you don't mind a window that's not going to be quite as energy efficient, you can step it up a little bit with weather stripping and better fitting. And of course, you need storm windows, absolutely. Then you could think about keeping it. But if that aesthetic is not important to you, then I would recommend taking those windows out and using replacement windows in their place. If it's a project that you want to do over time, I would do the northern side of the house first, followed by the east, because those cold sides, if you get those windows replaced first, that's going to have an immediate effect on your heating bill. And then if summer heat's a concern, then of course you do the west and the south, and that cuts down on your air conditioning bill. But those are your options. I would only keep it if I had an aesthetic reason to do it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Good luck, Kent. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
We changed windows in just one portion of the first floor of my house, and I got our local heating company, for us it's PSE&G, and they sent over a report of, you know, how much heat we used last year as compared to the year before, and we were 6% down, which, you know, isn't a tremendous amount, but it's big.
It is big. Those reports are really instructive. I got a similar experience when I had done the isonine spray foam insulation in my attic.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got my annual comparison report, it was a dramatic, rather dramatic looking graph. In fact, I put it in a picture of it in our insulation guide, which is available for download from moneypit.com, only because it was just so amazing. One improvement like that can often make a really big difference in the cost to heat and cool your home. So good news, and not the least bit surprising.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.